welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises, as usual, that the level of solar activity continues to remain very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is hovering around the 60 mark, that's 60, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is holding at around 7. So those figures are not too encouraging, and it means that high frequency propagation on long distance paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. However, daytime reception or daytime propagation on frequencies above 10 megahertz will be much more satisfactory. In the meantime, we have some information made here in Melbourne recently. It's a monitoring survey made at the Westerfolds Park, which is in the outer eastern suburb of Templestowe on the banks of the famous Yarra River. And this summary is of selected high frequency occupancies from the Porter Street Picnic Ground. If you are hearing this broadcast from Melbourne, the Porter Street Picnic Ground, and the time span was 0430 to 0445. The receiver was the small Eaton E5 radio and 2 metres of antenna in a nearby tree. Excellent long path propagation from Europe, Africa and the Middle East during an early autumn afternoon. This is what was heard. 5975, Austria. NHK Tokyo via the Moosburn relay station in English. 6165, Germany. NHK again via the Nauen relay station in Russian. 6180, Radio Romania International in Romanian. 7245, Madagascar, another relay of NHK Tokyo, this time from Mitsilata relay station in English to Africa. 7315, the Vatican, the political station with the title Radio Dabanga, broadcasting to the Sudan from the Vatican Radio relay station at Santa Maria di Galleria. And another frequency for Radio Romania International, 7325, also in Romanian. And on 7340, station with the slogan I Radio, that's E-Y-E, also broadcasting from the Vatican Radio via Santa Maria di Galleria in Sudanese. And 9330, the USA, WBCQ, in English, quite good reception. 9370, Germany, Radio Farda, broadcasting from the Lampathon relay station in Persian. 9410, the UAE, the BBC from the Dubai relay station with programs in Arabic. And 9490, huge signals of Radio Republica, broadcasting from the relay station at Issedun in France, and programs in Spanish. And closer to home, 9545, Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service with its national program. 9655, Radio France International from Issedun in Swahili, very good reception. 11570 or 11570 Armenia, Iranian television channel, or channel of the Iranian, I'm sorry, a channel of the Iranian TV networks, now being broadcast via the Yerevan relay station in Arabic. And 11650, another frequency for Radio Dabanga, this time from Madagascar, in Talata, or at Talata, with Sudanese. And 11680, Zambia, the Voice of Hope, the religious broadcasting station in English. Not often heard here, the Voice of Hope at that time, but there it was. 11745, Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service in Arabic. And another frequency in parallel, 11860. And 11825, Madagascar, World Christian Radio, the North American religious broadcaster using the relay there in Madagascar with English to Africa and Asia. 12095, the traditional frequency of the BBC, this time from the Oman relay station with programs in English. And right over at the top end of the 25 metre band, 12130, Radio Marshall, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Pash 2. And some activity in the 22 metre band, 13740, Iran, with the programmes in Hebrew, very strong reception. On the next frequency, 13750, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay in Chinese. Interesting frequency choice there. Daytime service right across the Indian Ocean into China from Kuwait. 13760, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in North Korea. Its programs in English to worldwide and including Asia. 13870, Taiwan, the Sound of Hope, a political broadcasting station with programming in Chinese. And in the 13 metre band, 21505, the Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia, from the Tinian Island, that's the relay there, broadcasting in Chinese. So that was a summary of some notes I made recently on a visit to West of Wales Park. That's an outer eastern suburb of Melbourne here in Victoria. And it included notes of high frequency occupancy across the time span 0430 to 0445, using the small Eaton E5 radio and 2 metres of antenna in a tree. Excellent long path propagation from Europe, Africa and the Middle East during an early autumn afternoon. And now we have a look at the morning period, morning reception period here in Melbourne. Enhanced reception recently in post sunrise with very little power line interference. This is due to the very low level of industrial activity or commercial activity in Australia due to the virus directives that have been passed on by the Australian government. So most industries are closed down, very few cars on the road, and really only a skeleton community now operating. So this is what was noted between 2015 and 2115. 9635. The Voice of Vietnam has language lessons, apparently a school program, at 2155 in the national network from Hanoi. 9330 WVCQ. German program using the relay in Wolverton in England at 2015. 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, broadcasting in Arabic. 9460, the Voice of Turkey in Turkish. 9370, a station believed to be WWRB in the USA at 2015 in English. 9535, China Radio International from Xi'an in Chinese. And 7280, the voice of Vietnam, this is the international service, very strong signals in German at 2020, that's to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 9610, China National Radio Network 8, broadcasting in Mongolian, that's in the domestic service on shortwave at 2115. And 9540, voice of the Radio Free Asia station at 2115 from Tinian Island in the Marianas, that's broadcasting the morning service in Korean. So quite good reception of those stations in our post-sunrise period here in Melbourne, right up until 2115, and those conditions should continue for the immediate future. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.